is the NA program. They asked me like 2 hours ago to speak on this. And I figured my best bet would be to just say yes to this meeting, and then they can't ask me the rest of the weekend and I can enjoy myself. It is an honor to speak at an NA event, but I also don't like it at the same time, and that's okay. I'm going to use the book a lot unless, you know, God sees it some other way. Then we'll change that. But, you know, what is the NA program? That's kind of like, you know, I hear a lot of times that it's the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. That is the program. But when I was reading this chapter, it said a lot more than just that. And to me, what is the NA program is a lot more than just the steps and traditions. There's a lot more to it. Like, for one, my favorite thing, well, besides not having an obsession to use today, my favorite thing about the program is these retreats. And this is my favorite retreat, not to promote it, but I am. This is my sixth year here, and they have a water slide and a swimming pool. So it's the best retreat. And they have recovery. But, I mean, that's what the program is. Like, not having an obsession, not waking up every day getting high because of following some tradition, steps and traditions, which it says in here, the steps and traditions are tools. And along with those tools, I have, like, a lot of other tools that help me get another day clean. And the program gives me a lot of opportunities today to, first of all, help other people. And, like, sometimes I don't feel like helping other people. Like, sometimes it's hard to call people back when you don't feel like talking on the phone. Or sometimes, you know, you don't want to answer the phone when you're in the middle of doing something. But when I, you know, get to help a newcomer, I feel good about it, and I'm glad that I did it. And that's what the program is helping the next person that comes in here. So there's a door open, you know, for the next person. I was going to, like, just go in the book a lot because, you know, this isn't like a normal lead. It's kind of like a workshop on what is the NA program. And if I follow the literature, then it's a lot easier for me not to speak all my own opinion. So, NA is a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs become a major problem. It's nonprofit, and but I was going to emphasize more on, you know, that drugs become a major problem. I couldn't get clean until I came to the point that, for me, drugs was a major problem, and I admitted total defeat and admitted I was powerless, and I don't know, I was just tired of doing the stupid stuff I had to do to get high, like hurting my family and, you know, making my mom cry and family members and stealing and fiending and chasing. And sometimes I'm removed a lot from that with only 4 years clean. I can, you know, it seems like such a long time ago. But that's why I need to keep coming to meetings. People help me remember what it's like if I get high. So, we're recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. Some people's opinions of regularly are different, and I hear that all the time, like, you know, regular attendance. Well, to me, you know, regular attendance for me right now is like 1 to 2 meetings a week, and I like to do 3 and 4 when it's convenient, but for me, like, regular can be 2 meetings a week. But when I first got clean, I did 90 and 90 plus some, and I helped build a foundation in the program. So regular meeting attendance is different to me depending how, you know, what's going on in my recovery, what's going on in my life and everything. And sometimes my sponsor, you know, will help me decide on what is regular for me. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. Complete abstinence is like, it's real important to me. I'm afraid to, like, you know, I know there could be a time in my recovery where I get an injury where I have to take, like, you know, pain pills or something, and I hope that never happens, but, like, I'm real cautious. Like, I don't even like to take nighttime flu medicine or anything that, like, would even give me the chance of getting triggered because, you know, even with time clean, like, my mind doesn't know, like, the difference between if I'm trying to get high or if medicine got me high. So I'm real cautious about what I take. I'll suffer through a cold and flu, you know, to avoid taking anything mind-altering. And this is just for me, you know. I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and I just did it on Novocaine, and it was the best thing I ever did, you know, because I was really, like, my dentist is in recovery, and he's like real strict on that kind of stuff. And I thought he was just kind of crazy. And I was like, oh, I need to go see another dentist. I need to be put to sleep and stuff. But I took his advice, and my teeth weren't impacted, so it wasn't that bad. And I was glad I did. So, I mean, that's what the NA program is. Like, we can't just go to the dentist and be like, shoot me up or give me some laughing gas. You know, give me a thing of Vicodin. We have to, like, say, I'm an addict in recovery. And you have to make sure the doctor really knows what that's about, because some of those doctors don't know. They still want to give you whatever you want. And you have to, like, go the extra mile to, like, make sure you don't put yourself out there and risk it. There's only one requirement for membership: the desire to stop using. Sometimes I came to NA without a desire, and I didn't stay clean. This time I had a huge desire. But those times that I came, you know, I had a seed planted in me of recovery, and when I finally surrendered, I knew where to come, and I came to NA on my first day clean, and here I am. So even though someone might not have a desire, I always try to remember that, you know, you don't know when they're going to come back. They might not come back for 20 years, and they might have moved away and went and got clean somewhere else, and they might be clean today. So you never know what impact you're going to have on someone, even if they come in and out of the rooms. That's not my place to, like, worry about that. I just try to help them when I can. So we suggested you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. I still always have to try and keep an open mind. You know, a lot of times I look at, you know, thinking I have, like, more power because I'm clean for 4 years or whatever. I have to remind myself to look at the similarities and not the differences, because today I want to look at the differences. So I always try to keep an open mind. Give yourself a break. I mean, I've been on a break since I got clean compared to getting high. So really, I mean, this is a break. I'm one of those people reading out of the book. Isn't that something? Now, the good thing about this is I really didn't want to speak, but I know I have to do things I don't want to do to stay clean. And the good thing is I got to sit an hour before I got here and before I came to speak, and I got to get into the literature, and it helped me no matter what. It helped me get into the literature, and that's always something I love to do. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. So set of principles, that's kind of vague. I mean, there's tons of principles. A little thing I found out, I don't know if you know the sponsorship book? It's like a blue book and has a yellow stripe going on the spine, like, well, by the spine. And it's a book about people's experiences with sponsorship. If you look on that yellow part, there's like 41 principles on there. And that's where I found a lot of the principles. Like, as far as an actual list, they're all throughout our literature in the different books, but that's a pretty cool place to look at all the principles together, in case you didn't know that. It says the most important thing about the principles is that they work. It says the most important thing about them is that they work. And, you know, sometimes when I want to overthink things, I just have to remember that they work and that there's tons of other people that tried it and did it too. And I get hope from other people that stay clean. And I'm kind of choosy with, like, who I look up to. And, I mean, I get different things from different people in the groups, but I don't know, I expect a lot out of people. And it's not based on clean time, it's based on, like, you know, you're here and you're trying, you know, if you're trying to do something different, I kind of expect you to follow the program and what it says in the book. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organizations. We have no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about that. Like I said, what is the NA program? So I hear a lot of times, you know, that the 12 steps and the 12 traditions, that is our program, and that's really it, basically. But to me, the program, like I said, is a lot more, because it's not, I'm not, like, working the steps and traditions. I mean, I live them out in my everyday life, but for me, there's so much more. Like, a lot of recovery is fun for me. I don't know about you guys, but recovery means fun. And clean fun, you know, not things that I'm going to wake up feeling guilty about the next day. And I don't know, I'm kind of at a crossroads in my life. I graduated from Westmoreland County Community College, thanks to, you know, God and the program keeping me clean. And I'm starting at University of Pittsburgh in Oakland. And that's a huge change. I mean, there's 7,000 people in all of community college, and there's probably like 7,000 in my one science class. So I have to adjust to that. But, see, I know I can do it because I've done other things in the program that I didn't want to do, and I got through with the help of others and my sponsor. Like, you know, I remember before I had, you know, like a couple months clean, and I'd be worried about certain things. I'd be like, worried about chairing the meeting, then I'd chair the meeting, and it wasn't, you know, today I'd do it with my eyes closed. And then, like, okay, well, when I get a year clean, I might be asked to speak, or maybe where you're from, after I do the fifth step, I might be asked to speak. So, you know, that's always in the back of your head, or you do H&I, H&I gives you a little bit of courage at 6 months, and then at a year, you try something else you're afraid to do, and you speak, and then, you know, eventually you start sponsoring people, and that's a new thing to you, I don't know, what is the NA program? Like, sponsorship for me, like, getting to sponsor people that's a big part of the program for me today. And my home group, like, if one person doesn't show up, I end up, like, having the most clean time there, which is, you know, that's good and everything. So, I mean, there's a lot of newcomers there, and I get to help. God puts a lot of newcomers in my life. And sometimes I wish they would call me every day like I did when I got clean. But I don't know. They might not be at that point where they're done completely. But I've been working with someone for over a year, and they've been in and out and different rehabs and all that kind of stuff. And, like, I really care about this person. I really care about too many people like I do, like this person. Like, there's a lot of surface friends I have in NA, but there's some people that you go out and you hang out on. Like, there's certain people I see at the meetings. They're different. But then there's other people you hang out with, like at events and things like that. You get closer with them. But someone you try and help, and you drop them off at rehab, and, you know, you talk to their mom whenever their mom's like, you know, I'm worried about my son and all that kind of stuff. Like, you invest your time in their life, and you just want them to get it, and you, like, dread that phone call, like, hey, this person's dead, blah, blah, blah. Like, that kind of person, that's like, a blessing for me to be able to help them. And if it wasn't for the grace of God and the fellowship teaching me how to get another day clean, I wouldn't be able to help myself or those people. And I've been to a couple funerals just in the past few months. And luckily, it wasn't anyone, like, super close to me. Because I know that, I mean, I'm pretty lucky with 4 years clean not to have lost anyone super close to me. But still, it's, no matter who they were, they're another suffering addict. And the things they did, I also did. And I'm here today. So I don't know, I go to those funerals and I picture my mom there and I picture myself in the casket and I get a lot of gratitude, and that's a big way I can play the tape the whole way through, and it keeps me clean. Yeah, I'm really grateful to be here. Like I said, a lot of people did the same things that we did and they're not here. And a lot of things I worry about from day to day don't really matter in the big scheme of things. And I get another day clean to try and improve myself. And I'm on step 8 right now. And I have to make the list of amends, or make the list of people I harmed. But for me, I enjoyed step 6 and 7 a lot. Those were the steps that really, like, were about changing the inside for me. And that's like, I don't know, because that's what you people see the most is my 6 and 7. You know, my character defects and shortcomings, that's basically makes up who I am. 4 and 5 is like what I did already, and a lot of that I wouldn't have done if I wasn't on drugs, so that's not even really who I am. And, you know, step 3, I have a higher power. I've had a higher power, you know, since I was in a teen, and it's easy to let him take over because I have faith in him. And number 1, like, first step, that was easy to do. Admit I was powerless, and, like, a lot of it wasn't me, but, you know, God helped me see that I was powerless and that I couldn't do any drugs, not weed or alcohol. You know, they were all just as dangerous as the next. And so 6 and 7 is really about changing me on the inside. That's what I like the best about it. What is an NA program? I don't know. Just what it says in the book. Like, a lot of times... I hear stuff and I, I might, like, I'm not sure if that really did come from the literature or if that's just someone's BS or if it's my own BS, you know, because sometimes I say stuff that might not exactly be what the program is and it has my spin on it. But if you're curious about something, you go to the literature and you find out for yourself. And from my foundation, I used to read, I went through all the chapters and read them like daily for weeks. And today, if I have the fifth edition, I can find what I need to in a book, especially if I have my own book. I can find what I need to find the answer to see if, you know, that's something I can do at the home group if I'm out of line doing this. Or does it say this, blah, 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 blah. It's all in here. And I don't know. That's what it's all about for me. I don't know. Let's talk about a couple more things, and then it's your turn. Our primary purpose is to stay clean and to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. We are united by our common problem of addiction. And that's just it. We're united by, like, I don't know, I've been to a lot of meetings in cities and different states, and I've hung out with a lot of people that I would never have hung out with if we didn't have a common bond of addiction and us being in recovery. And it really doesn't matter, like, my one friend jokes with me, like, oh, you probably shot up baby aspirin, because I don't necessarily have this image, or maybe I'm not as tough as a street junkie is or whatever, but I can tell you I've done all those things, and if I wasn't blessed to get clean after 5.5 years of active addiction, I know that I would do all those things that I hear other people say they did. And I've done many of them, but like I said, that what I did in my active addiction, that wasn't me. The things that I did that made me a street junkie, because I was a dope fiend, those things weren't me, so now that I'm clean, I don't act like that. So that's the difference. And I don't know, it's a common bond. It's our similarities. It's the apathy we have for each other. And or empathy. Apathy. I have a lot of apathy sometimes. But the empathy that we can have for each other that people don't know if they weren't where we were. Our message of recovery is based on our experience. So everyone's experience is different. That's why you hear so many different things. Like, we're a very diverse group, and, you know, sometimes I might not agree with something that someone else thinks, but it doesn't matter in the big thick of things if we're following the main program and helping each other get clean. I like this. When we use, we lose. That's probably one of the shortest sentences in the basic text, but it's pretty basic, you know? I mean, that could be a bumper sticker even, when we use, we lose. But that just means for me, like, playing the tape the whole way through. What's going to happen if I get high? Well, I'm going to lose my car, it'll get repossessed. Well, it used to be that. I'm going to lose my car, I'm going to trade my stuff, I'm going to hurt my family. But now, the reason I got clean is because when I use, I hurt myself. I'm not doing what my higher power wants me to do. I'm not living out His will. You know, God's will isn't for me to get high and to kill myself. So that's how I hit a spiritual bottom when I got clean this time, and that's how I did it. That other stuff didn't really matter. And I don't know. I'm really grateful to be here because I'm not any special. We're all the same. And the fact that I don't have an obsession to use is the best thing in the world. That's worth millions of dollars to me, with not having an obsession, you know, to wake up and get high. Because the dude I work with, he has an obsession to get high, and I feel so bad for him because I'm like, well, what did you do that you can't get yours removed and I did? And maybe it's a little bit more work, but I can't take this for granted. That's why, just for today, I never want to use again, because if I got high again, I might not be able to get the obsession removed. I might have to fight every day wanting to get high, trying to get another day clean. And I've done that in the past. It's not fun. And so I'm not going to, you know, I just have to focus on today. And I'm done. Thanks.
I'm Tracy, I'm an addict.
Hey, Tracy.
Really grateful to be here, and grateful that I was asked to speak. I never really like speaking at these things, but I do it anyway because, when asked to do service or to speak, I was told by my sponsor never to turn down the opportunity. So I guess I didn't really prepare anything, so I'll kind of just shoot from the hip. What is NA? To me, NA is my lifeline. I sort of define it as my ability to cope with life, my means and strategies I learned to live life without the use of drugs. My whole life, ever since I was, 13 or 14, when I started picking up drinking and drugs, I never really learned how to live. I'd never learned how to appropriately cope with my emotions. And when I found, drinking and drugs, I didn't really have to. I just sort of ran from everything. That was sort of the way I lived my life. I ran from all my problems, moved, tons of times. But I always sort of came, with me wherever I went. And, it got to a point in my life, where I was 29 years old and, I couldn't live, I couldn't function without drugs. My life was, was ruined pretty much. I was completely stripped of all, anything that was positive in my life, and my self-worth, my dignity was all gone. I couldn't maintain a job. I was not really a functioning member of society. And, I was a shell of a person. I was just really existing to use, didn't know how to do life. And then I got to a point where, the drugs stopped working for me. I came to a point where I was either going to kill myself or get clean. I had a moment of clarity. And, I'm really grateful for that, for sort of life crashing down on me the way it did, because I could have easily existed another, decade or so maybe, living that miserable existence. But, I'm grateful for the road, the path that I was put on, because it brought me to the ruins. It brought me to rehab. And, just with that little moment of wanting to get clean a little bit more than using, and, willingness, like when they hit and sort of came together, that was my opportunity to get clean. I got clean in September 8th of 2007. And, for me, just having that opportunity to, try something different. I clearly didn't know how to live my life, and NA is what, taught me, how I could live day by day, without the use of drugs. I moved away, I left, I grew up in Jersey, and I moved here to State College, and, left people, places, and things, and, when I got clean, it was a fight for my life. My health was completely ruined. I had no job and no place to go anymore. So it was really a fight for my life, and that's how I treated it. When I came in from rehab, I got a sponsor right away. I did a 90 and 90. I did what they told me to do because I knew that I couldn't do my life the way, I was living it. So I trusted. I put all my trust, I took a leap of faith and put everything into recovery. And that's how I learned to live, again, one day at a time. I didn't even know the basics when I got clean. All I knew at that point was how to drink a cup of coffee, have a cigarette, and go to a meeting. And that was, like, basics. I still couldn't work. I wasn't a responsible adult. Learning the basics in recovery, like making a commitment to go to a meeting. You say you're going to be somewhere, you be there. You go to a meeting, calling a sponsor when they say to call. Just those small things. But how I lived, like in NA, sort of blossomed out into the rest of my life. Today, my life is wonderful. I met my husband in recovery. He's another recovering addict. I have a stepson. I have a great job, a great life. I got happiness, what I never had before. My whole life I chased something that I couldn't attain because I was like the poison in my life, Everything else I thought was the reason my life was so shitty, bad job, bad boss, bad relationships, it was all life's fault. But it was me. I was the, factor which ruined my life. And I learned that in recovery, when I stopped playing that victim and took ownership of my life. And I saw, people's lives getting better, coming to meetings. At that point, when I was clean, like a newcomer, I didn't think this would work for me, but what I did was I just sort of kept my mouth shut and trusted. I saw, other people's lives getting better right in front of my eyes. People who were just as messy as mine, getting their jobs back, building relationships with families, and having fun. I thought I couldn't, once recovery came, fun was over. But that was all an illusion before. Like, the real fun, the most fun I've had in life is in recovery with NA. The people, my fellowship, those are the only people I hang out with. I don't have friends outside. I have people I, work with sort of on the surface. But, I protect my recovery. I don't allow people in my life, who could possibly put me at risk of using. Seeing people, like, day to day, their lives get better, I trusted that, okay, maybe this could work. I'm just going to, keep coming back, keep coming back. That's what they said. And I wanted, when you hear that so many times, and, you want to strangle people sometimes when they say it, but I get it now. Like, I get it, You just keep coming back, and, the more work you put into your recovery, the better your life gets. And my life is really good today, and I know it just keeps getting better. And I have enough evidence around me through other addicts who aren't getting this, how quickly their lives crumble, I know that if I make one, if I take my will back just once, one of my sponsees this week, last week was in the hospital, had a year clean, took her will back. She was in the hospital, and boom, grenaded her life, made a bad decision, picked up, lost her job, almost died, like that, year clean. And, it reminds me, it keeps it green for me that this is a fight for my life. I take it very seriously. One of my other sponsees, too, she's not my sponsee anymore, but, she's like, she's 25. She's in a wheelchair in a nursing home, and, her life's over pretty much. And she overdosed on heroin. One bad decision, I have to keep it really close to my heart because I'm just as capable. I have a couple years clean, but I'm just as capable as anyone else of making that bad decision, grenading my life, So I keep coming back. I do things like this when I don't want to speak, I and drive 2 hours to speak, and I have to go home. You know, I have my stepson this weekend. But this is number one. NA is my life. Comes before family, job, friends, everything. It has to, because one, just like that, it could be taken from me. So I treat recovery, like it's a fight for my life. And, the happiness piece that comes along with it for me, like how it talks about, working with others, working with newcomers. You know, that gives me such joy most of the time. When someone's hurting and I can give back what was given to me when I walked in these rooms, to go up to another addict, reach out a hand, give my number, you say you're not alone, we're here to help, let them know that they can, that I'm available anytime, day or night, to be reached. And I found most of them, don't call, most of the newcomers, but every now and again you find one who will stick and stay. And that's what this is about. We can't save every addict, but if we can save one, and make a difference in the life of one addict, that's what this is about. Sometimes it feels like you fight a losing battle. Like you want to save so many people. You see people whose lives, who are dying on the inside, and literally, and you want to just take them in and just put your little like recovery arms around them and save them. And it's hard because no one can save another addict. An addict, we can't save them unless they want to be saved. And that was hard for me to realize, watching people fuck up their lives, and you just want them to get it so bad, but, until another addict is ready, you're just there. Like, for me, I'm just there, hoping that, today is the day that, someone's going to need their lives saved, and that'll be there. And that, motivates me a lot of times to go, to meetings when I don't want to. I go to at least 4 to 5 meetings a week still. And, I do it. It helps me. It's like my medicine is meetings. I can't use. But I'm still, I'm still crazy. But I'm a lot better, my life is good. It's manageable. But, right there, it's all under the surface. If I make a few bad decisions, the craziness will come out. That's why I go to meetings, I work the steps, I do what I can to stay sane. It's very rewarding to work with other people. And sad when, you see things happen and, I had a friend in November who killed himself, and it was really hard because he just didn't get it, He kept, coming in and out of the rooms, and, I just wish there was, more people would stick and stay, because it's so rewarding, my life today, and I would have never known that. I never would have realized, how good life can be without NA. I mean, it's my lifeline. And I don't want to find out, if I take some of this, if I stop going to meetings, if I stop working with other people. I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to find out if I just, skip doing this, what's going to happen. I don't want to take that chance today because I've seen the evidence. I don't have to do the research anymore. I've seen enough to know that if you stop working this program and, you're not going to make it. I'm really glad that my sponsor is here tonight, and one of my sponsees is here, too, as well. It really feels good. The people in NA, I mean, they're my family. I like them more than my own family. because they're real, you know, and I could, no matter what I'm going through in my life, I know that somebody's been through it in the rooms. You know, I just basically, you know, come to meetings and, you know, my sponsor or anybody can tell when something's wrong with me, and then I don't have to take it home with me. You know, the rooms are, you know, my means of survival. I wouldn't be able to live my life that I have today without them. Just really, I'm pretty much done. Just really grateful to be here. Recovery has saved my life and given me a life beyond my wildest dreams. I never would have pictured the life I have today. And I'm just really grateful for it. That's all I have. Thanks.
Okay, I would like to thank the speaker for sharing the experience of Strength and Hope with us. Would you please have a greeting just for today?
Justin, I'm addict.
Hey, Justin.
Just for today. Tell yourself. Just for today, my father.